Hey there, I'm Beth Donaldson, an entrepreneur that puts hustle and heart into everything I do. The Hustle and Heart podcast will give you real and raw advice about overcoming and embracing failures, challenges, and obstacles in order to climb to the top. But it all begins with you. Listen in to each episode to harness your power and achieve more than you ever thought possible. Get ready to own it all because you deserve it. Hey there, and welcome back to the Hustle and Heart podcast. I'm your host, Beth Donaldson, and today we're going to be diving deep into the world of self-care with a truly incredible guest. Joining me is April Berkovich, a licensed physical therapist and massage therapist who specializes in lymphatic drainage and other wellness treatments. April, welcome to the show. We're so excited to have you here to share your expertise on how self-care isn't just a luxury, but a necessity for high achievers. So let's get started. April, can you tell the listeners just a little bit about yourself and your journey into becoming a licensed physical therapist and massage therapist, specifically specializing in lymphatic drainage and other wellness treatments?
Yes, of course. So I have been a physical therapist for about 15 plus years. I originally got into the field because I personally had an ACL injury and I was playing soccer. My doctor told me, you know, that I probably would never play soccer again, but I was in high school very young and I had an amazing physical therapist who was really there for me and motivated me, helped me to get better. And it was amazing just to see how you can come back from a very serious injury. So at that moment, I was really sold. I knew this was what I was going to do for the rest of my life. So I went to college, got out, started working in the field, and it was a little different than I had expected. We were working in a very busy clinic, seeing a lot of people at one time, and it really wasn't what I was expecting. There was a lot of paperwork, a lot of insurance dictating what I could do with my clients. So I really became less interested in the profession, but I was very into the wellness aspect. And after taking a small break, having a baby, taking a small break, I realized that I did want to work in this field. I just wanted to work in the wellness department. And then lymphatic drainage kind of came in a little bit later.
And that's amazing because really it sounds to me like being in, and I even know this from my industry, but being in the medical space, sometimes when you're more in that clinical setting, you can't think outside the box and have the freedom to really do what you want. Like you said, you had a ton of paperwork and you were limited to certain things that you could do. So what kind of inspired you to branch off into more of the wellness and having the freedom to do what you do best and helping people with their wellness?
Yeah. So for one, you know, it was the not being able to have one-on-one time with clients, being so limited in the amount of time I could actually have my hands on them or do the things that I thought was beneficial. So a lot of PTs moved into this cash-based practice where the clients are paying them, they're foregoing their insurance, but they're getting one-on-one time with you and you can really focus on all the things that they need done. For example, if somebody comes in with a back injury, it could be coming from somewhere else. It could be coming from their feet or their cervical region. If you're in a clinic, you're not allowed to treat those areas. You know, they only want you to treat the back. So we've really come a long way as a society in recognizing that we need to treat the whole body, right? Yeah. So I think that's just a plus to spending one-on-one time with a client. Now, looking back, when I would be working with an older client, they would tell me that they've had back pain for 30, 40 years and they've ignored it. So I knew that the reality is wellness starts way before you have a problem, right? It's about listening to your body and taking care of all those little things before it becomes a major problem. So really, I knew that I wanted to focus on that early intervention and getting people to maintain like optimal function of their body before it required a surgery or it required them to be in a wheelchair.
Yeah, and that's amazing because you're kind of hitting on like preventative care, but also all of us in the science world know that our whole body works together. So just like you said, you want to get to like the core of things versus just treating the back. Like there's a lot more to it than that. And the reason that that person maybe got to that back pain or those issues or in the wheelchair and just focusing on the body as a whole.
100%. And then where the lymphatic drainage part comes in, my husband and I used to travel a lot. We would go to Europe and every hotel we stayed at, you could get a lymphatic massage or there was some sort of lymphatic treatment. It was everywhere in Europe. And what I found after doing lymphatic massages, it is great for getting rid of swelling post-travel, getting rid of bloating. And, you know, I always knew in the back of my mind that this was something we're not talking about here in the US. And really when I had kind of that downtime after having a baby and I really got to sit and focus, I knew that was what I wanted to do. So for me, I pivoted just a tiny bit. I went to a local massage school. I started learning a little bit more of a technique, creating an experience that is relaxing, but also still very therapeutic and doing something for the body.
That's awesome. And the thing about it too is even in my industry, it's interesting how a lot of other countries, specifically Europeans, they're kind of like the trailblazers with all of this. So it's cool that, you know, you're able to pull something and innovate this into American lifestyles, because I personally feel like Americans, like we're the most unhealthy by what we put in our bodies. And even when I've traveled before too, when I've gone to other countries and talk about organic foods or things like that, it's just the norm there. So it's so interesting how we as Americans haven't necessarily, I feel like it's improving for sure with people like you that are starting businesses that focus on that, but we're behind on all of it. So it's really cool that you experienced this firsthand before you kind of launched it and took your expertise with the physical therapy and just took it to a whole new level. I think that's great. What specifically inspired you besides, you know, the travel and your personal experience with the lymphatic drainage and massage and the other cutting edge wellness treatments that you offer at your business? What inspired you to really focus on those? And can you share some of the transformative benefits?
Yes. So, okay. I remember specifically learning something in school and a light bulb went off. You know, it's like our body has the ability to heal itself. And when we have stuff in our body that doesn't belong there, it's called autophagy. We have cells that eat the bad stuff, right? So this is so cool to me. And it also goes to the aesthetic benefits of this. Aging is when we have like an accumulation of dead cells. Anti-aging is when, you know, those cells are turning over and renewing quickly. So I was so interested in what can the body do naturally that, and how can we enhance this on a holistic level? So that's really where the lymphatic system came in. You know, its job is to remove all the waste products and anything that can't be filtered out through our blood. So one thing, you know, was really starting with the lymphatic drainage. And then along the way, I found other things that were also holistic treatments that just enhanced our body's ability to naturally heal. So I've always just been focused on what can we do just to boost your body and then let it kind of do its thing.
Yes, yes. That's amazing. And what I've learned from you about lymphatic drainage and my personal experience has been really life-changing. I can't believe I didn't start this sooner, you know? It's just really cool because I feel like no one talks about the lymphatic system or really even knows what it is. Can you explain what the lymphatic drainage and system is to the listeners, like how it works and what it's actually doing?
Yes. So a lymphatic drainage treatment is a very light touch manual treatment that stimulates your lymphatic vessels and helps them to move excess fluid into the deeper drainage parts of your body. So it's basically, you know, your body's waste removal. The interesting thing about the lymphatic system is it does not have its own pump. So it really relies on external things and it relies on us moving our body to get that fluid out.
So if someone isn't doing something like lymphatic massage or like what are some other techniques that they can do that would, because really what it is like detoxing your body, right? Of the things
Correct.
We don't need.
Yes.
And so if someone's not doing this, what are other ways that the lymphatic drainage is happening? Does working out help with this? What other techniques?
Yes, 100%. So, you know, the people we are like most concerned about are sedentary people. If you're sitting at a desk or you're sitting on a couch all day long, your lymphatic system is going to be super sluggish. But anytime we are walking, we are lifting weights, muscle contractions are really beneficial for moving that fluid. Walking, exercise, great ways. Deep breathing is so important. Deep breathing creates like this internal suction in our body and just naturally helps pull that fluid up and through the system. And then there's a few other things as well, like some people have vibration plates. Vibration is great for breaking up stagnant fluid. There's dry brushing. Dry brushing is an excellent way to help move your lymph as well.
That's awesome. And with the lymphatic drainage, can you talk a little bit about, I know you've shared with me and just my curiosity with how it all works and the benefits that I've personally noticed from my experience, but where are most of our lymphatic drainage? Where is it happening in our body?
Yes. So I would say right above and below your collarbone, this is where everything is kind of going into your venous blood flow. So this is the main drainage area that we always focus on. This area needs to be open before you should be doing any sort of other lymphatic work. But the neck, most people are very familiar with the lymph nodes in the neck. They tend to be an early sign of an infection, your body fighting something. So the neck has a lot of drainage areas, armpits, abdomen, groin, and then kind of behind your knees. So they tend to be in the bigger joints and then deep in the abdomen. Your lymphatic system is the only way your body can process large chain fatty acids. So it is great with helping to filter out fats that our body would otherwise be just stuck with. So there's a lot in the stomach. We do a lot of abdominal work. If you see somebody that is trained in lymphatic drainage, they're going to work your superficial level, and then they're going to also work the deeper level as well.
So this is a really great treatment for not just releasing toxins, but also for weight loss and fat.
Weight loss, fat, you know, it just helps get that waste out of your body, if that makes sense. I think that if your body is full of dead cells and toxins from the environment, it's going to have a hard time, you know, supporting the other functions.
Yeah, definitely. So I know you kind of talked about earlier just inflammation in the body and bloating and those kind of things that can cause chronic stress in the body. And even if I'm not mistaken, like a lot of these autoimmune diseases. So can you explain a little bit about the impact on our lymphatic system and the role it plays in recovery and chronic stress and inflammation?
Yes, I think, you know, we're seeing a lot of people dealing with inflammation. They're feeling it. It's coming out in many different forms and many different symptoms. Sometimes that's, you know, skin irritation, swelling, brain fog. So I have a lot of clients that come to me and, you know, our focus is working, moving the lymphatic fluid, and then also creating, activating the parasympathetic system. So when the body is in chronic stress, it's like that fight or flight mode, you know, it has a hard time relaxing. But one of the things that makes the lymphatic system work is sleep and relaxation. So I feel like we're really in a society that, you know, has a hard time prioritizing sleep. And then there's some people that would love to sleep, but they're just really struggling with sleep. And I think that leads to a lot of the backup of fluid that, you know, you lay in bed at night. If you're not getting good restorative sleep, your body is not cleaning house and getting rid of the toxins and flushing out the bad stuff like it really needs to.
Yes, yes. And so speaking of that, I know that the lymphatic drainage and system specifically can contribute to our overall well-being and quality of life. Do you think, if you want to just expand on how it helps with our overall wellness, and does it help with better sleep too, because it is taking out those toxins and some of the things you mentioned?
Yes, it's so important. I mean, I have people that will instantly fall asleep on my table in 5-10 minutes, because once
I may be one of them.
Once you start activating, and because it's such a light, it's a very unique treatment. It's very light, but I have so many people that will just fall asleep, and they're like, I don't even know what's wrong with me. And it is, those systems go hand in hand. So if you're not sleeping good at night, you know, okay, let's try to activate this system manually and maybe it will help you. I have many people that will tell me they are like lights out the night that they have after they have a treatment. I think you also have to think of, you know, your body as a whole and think about things on a cellular level, right? Like every little, oh gosh, I don't even know the statistic. It's like, it's crazy, but you know, they say the average person has, you know, thousands of cancer cells in their body, but our body's flushing them out. So when you make that connection that your lymphatic system is getting rid of the bad stuff, you feel bad if you don't take care of it, right?
Yeah, definitely. And you can tell a difference when you start the treatments and maybe you go a couple times a month and then you have a little extended period of time where you don't go. I feel like me personally, I've been able to tell a difference. Like I need to get in and get this done. You know, I didn't know how important it was to flush out the lymphatic system and didn't even know much about it. And I came to you post-surgery and now I'm continuing the journey because of just preventative health and making sure that I'm my best self because, you know, especially as an entrepreneur and just being super, super busy, we have to take that time to take care of ourselves too. And I've noticed just so much difference in my mental clarity, my body, and just feeling much better from these treatments.
Yes, it's addicting, right? It's like once you know how good you can feel, you know, I have so many clients that, you know, they keep up with that regular 4 to 6 week maintenance because they know they're more in tune with their body. Once you get some of those toxins and excess fluid out of your body, you want to feel that good all the time.
Yes. And let's talk a little bit about, because I know I experienced this with my first lymphatic massage, where you had told me, tonight you might feel a little bit fatigued, you might feel some body aches and that kind of thing. And I have been getting regular massages for years, but of course this is a much different approach and technique. And sure enough, I did feel a little body aches and almost like I was catching something, and I drank a ton of water and the next day I was fine. But can you explain why that can be a normal thing after a lymphatic massage?
Yes. And I tell everybody that that's always possible. It doesn't always happen, but I want people to not be afraid to do it again, if that makes sense. Because some people, they would say, oh, that made me feel horrible, I'm never going to do it again. Well, it made you felt that because your body is in the process of removing stuff from your body. And so making sure you drink plenty of water, that definitely helps. But sometimes, you know, if you're feeling bad, you probably need to do it again pretty soon. Because once you get that out of your body, you won't be feeling bad. You'll be energized, you'll be feeling light. But yeah, that's just a process of getting things out of our body. Sometimes we have to feel it a little bit in order to let it go.
Yeah, and that's kind of like even when we talk about medical grade skincare, when you first start that, a lot of times people purge because it's taking out kind of that trash. So
yes,
we're eliminating those toxins.
Exactly.
And like you said, it probably means you need it even more. And luckily, during my second experience, I didn't experience that at all. And I know that it's doing great things for my wellness. So it's just really cool to experience. So in today's fast-paced world, why do you feel like self-care is often overlooked? And what do you feel are some of the consequences of neglecting it?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's that go, go, go. Our bodies kind of get in that fight or flight. People have a really hard time relaxing. You know, there's a lot going on. So I think it's so important just to schedule those things out and make them a priority. I mean, that's how I do it. I'm scheduling out, you know, 6 weeks in advance that I need a session, because life just happens and people get busy, and there's always going to be people that need you, right? But you have to really put your health first. And I think there's also a little bit of misconception that self-care is drinking a bottle of wine, you know? I mean,
yeah.
There's a place for everything, but I think you have to be honest with yourself, like, what is really self-care? And, you know, what does your body need? And it's probably not wine or toxins, you know, it's probably really just rest and letting it clean and do its job, because really your body knows how to heal itself. It knows how to clean itself. We just have to set up the right environment and have the right tools.
Yeah. And the healthy habits and make the time for it. And I know you and I have even talked before, both being entrepreneurs, about how personally you recently kind of got the mentality, as well as me, that sometimes slowing down actually allows us to progress faster as an entrepreneur or just becoming our best selves in general. So I really love that mindset, because I'm personally experiencing that too, and knowing that, you know, booking my lymphatic massages and my self-care and the things that I need to do to be my best person, because ultimately we're not able to level up or become that without making sure this is a priority in our life.
Exactly.
So can you share some common misconceptions that you feel like you hear sometimes about self-care and debunk them?
Well, you know, kind of like what I just said, I think sometimes we think that self-care is zoning out, right? It's like getting away from our problems, but gosh, it's really about healing. In my world, we do so many things here that just really set up the internal environment of the body to heal itself.
And just like you said, we think it's sometimes about getting away from it, but really it's about facing it, right?
Exactly.
We need to face those to really reconnect and do true self-care. So can you discuss, I know you hit on this a little bit, but a little bit more about the connection between the lymphatic system and lymphatic health and immune function?
Yes. So our lymphatic system, it's not just the vessels that the fluid runs through. It's also considered the organs, like the spleen, the thymus gland, the tonsils. They all have functions where they're helping to basically absorb and detox our body. Your white blood cells are built and stored within the lymphatic system as well. So anytime your body has an infection, it is that fluid is basically what's carrying the cells that are going to fight off invaders. So super important to keep things moving. So people that are more sedentary, you know, their body, if that fluid isn't moving enough, you know, it might not detect those pathogens in time. They might have more time to replicate. They might get sick more often or just have a longer sickness. So I think it's just really awesome that your antibodies and all that can move through this fluid. And, you know, they're really trying to detect the things that our body considers, you know, foreign invaders.
Yeah, definitely. We don't want that in there. We gotta be our best. And I know for sure that there's, like you even said earlier, I don't know if the listeners may even know this, but science shows that we all have even those cancerous cells in our body. But when we're treating our body right and doing the right things, we're naturally flushing those out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy when you think about it, you know, why would you not want to keep everything moving? You want your body to be able to fight off everything that's not supposed to be there.
Yes. And I know we even talked before about when you're getting sick, and by the time that you recognize that you're sick and you're having these side effects, it's actually a good sign because your body's working to fight that off. And
exactly. I think that's a great way to look at it. You know, when you're sick, don't be mad that you're sick. You know, be grateful that your body detected that and it's, you know, it's fighting it. I think you have to. We're in a society that doesn't want to take any days off or any downtime, right? So it is part of life. Everybody gets sick and, you know, our body just, let's support it in natural ways and help it do its thing.
Yeah, and listen to our bodies. That's so important. So I know you recently added a 10X wellness treatment to your portfolio of treatments, which was super exciting. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about it and the benefits?
So we just became a certified superhuman protocol location. So what that is, it's a three-step treatment protocol. It starts with 10 minutes on a PEMF mat. So a PEMF mat is pulsed electromagnetic field. So what this is doing, it's basically giving your cells a charge similar to having your feet on the earth for about 4 hours a day. So in 10 minutes, your body takes in this charge, your cells begin to repel each other, and then they are more available to take in oxygen. They can bind to the things that they need to become more efficient. So the second step is 15 minutes on an exercise bike while taking in 94% oxygen. So during this, we're using light to moderate exercise to increase the blood flow and then flooding your blood with oxygen. So you're getting a lot of oxygen into the blood system where it's going to be using as energy to then do whatever it needs to do. Get rid of the bad stuff, bring in more nutrients, just allowing them to function more properly. And then our favorite part is the last 15 minutes in our Theralight 360 red light bed. Red light therapy has been shown to help with a plethora of things, anything from sleep, mood, injuries, detox, I mean, you name it, it really helps. I think what it does is just getting into, again, that cellular component. So thinking about our breaking things down in our body and looking at, you know, how well do our cells function as individuals? And then when they come together, it helps our body function better as a whole. So much goes into play every single day with hormones, cell function, you know, our sleep, our cleaning the house. Like there's a lot going on. And red light therapy is just one of those things that kind of just touches on all the systems of the body and helps them improve.
That's awesome. And aren't you one of the only clinics in the state of Missouri or locally that offer this Tinnex system?
I'm pretty sure. Last time I checked, I'm the only person doing it in St. Louis, I think. Definitely Chicago and Kansas City. I think there's some people there.
Well, that's super exciting. And I haven't experienced that yet in your clinic, but I definitely want to check it out because...
Yeah, we got to get you on it.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. So how do you feel like individuals can identify and address their unique self-care needs, or better yet, even come visit you for a customized wellness plan? How do you approach that?
You know, I think that some of the major red flags are, you know, not sleeping well at night. Do you have swelling anywhere? Like, do your ankles get swollen at the end of the day? Pain, like pain could be from a whole lot of things. It could be musculoskeletal. It could be, you know, stagnant fluid. When we get new clients and we really kind of talk with them, we try to figure out, you know, what's important. A lot of people they're seeing small things, but they go to their primary care doctor and they're like, well, that's normal. Or yeah, you're 50 years old. That's normal, but it's not normal. You know what it is? It's an accumulation of, you know, dead cells that aren't turning over. And then we get all these other side effects. But, you know, some of these things that we notice as we get older are brushed aside. And I don't think it needs to be like that.
Yeah. And also, speaking of that, I feel like especially Western medicine, they just want to put a Band-Aid on it. They just want to treat, you know, like the back pain, like you said earlier, and not get to the root of the issue.
Yeah. And maybe they don't know the root of the issue. Maybe they also have another client coming in every 10 minutes and all they can think of is to give you some pain medicine or tell you to rest and it will go away. You know, I don't know. But a lot of doctors aren't designed to sit and listen to their clients. And I think that's where a lot of the functional medicine is coming in. People want to be heard, right? They want to be seen as a whole. They don't want to go to one doctor for this, another doctor for that. And then, because really everything's connected, you know, your insulin levels have to do with every other part of your body and vice versa.
Yes. Yes. And again, the cells, the millions of cells that make us up, that's where it's all about. And like, by looking at it as a whole, we can get so much further with it. And I love that functional medicine and recognizing this is becoming more of the norm, because I'm a true believer in it too. And it's just really cool to see that people are able to now come to people like you and functional medicine doctors to really get to the core of things and just stay healthy and live vibrant lives.
Yeah, I would say like 90% of my clients just find me based on their own research or, you know, from a friend, word of mouth. But I've been getting more referrals from, you know, my doctor told me to do this, which makes me so happy. I feel like we're turning a corner. It is becoming more recognized. And especially look at post-surgery or plastic surgery. What if we can improve our healing time? What if we can decrease our pain by accessing this system in our body? I think there's just so much education that needs to be done and we're doing it every day.
Yes, yes. I love it. How do you feel prioritizing self-care can empower individuals to achieve their goals and live a more fulfilling life, which is the goal for all of us?
Yeah, I love this one because I go back to thinking about when I was doing traditional physical therapy and I was seeing people that were very old, 80s, 90s, you know, their body was not functioning at all, but they still were very mentally sharp, you know? And so many of them told me, I should have prioritized this. Like, yeah, I had back pain from an injury, a football injury in high school that I ignored my whole life, you know? And I think about those people and then I'm like, okay, if we've got a little something, let's not ignore it. Let's take care of it. And then also, let's work on our nervous system regulation, right? Because there's a lot of stress in the world, right? And we have to just remember that, you know, we need to focus on us. We need to regulate that system however you need to do that, whether that's meditation, whether that's getting a monthly massage. There's so many things you can do now, and people are just recognizing that there is a physical component to stress. Stress is not just like in our mind. It is happening in our body as well. When you do this regularly, you have more energy, you have more mental clarity. So you might take an hour out of your day, but it's giving you so much. It's really giving you, you know, more life, more focus. And that's what I hear all the time from my clients.
Yeah, definitely. And it's the return of investment, like anything we do. The hour of your day to do Pilates or to get a lymphatic massage, like the return of investment for that hour of time is irreplaceable. You know, it's so worth it. And I think it's just amazing that more and more people are recognizing it. And there's providers and clinics like yours that offer this now. It's just really refreshing to be able to really kind of lean into your best self through all of these different ways of just being better as a person. And I know that there are times that people, and some people still think like self-love and self-care is selfish, but ultimately, if we can't be our best selves, we can't be great leaders, we can't be great for our families, you know, we can't be great for ourselves. So it's just so amazing that more and more people are actually understanding the value of this.
Right. And I think if you're one of those people that you think that, you know, self-care and not seeing the self-care, self-love, you know, I would dig into that. I would, you know, I would find somebody and work through that. You know, what makes you think that you're not worthy of this? You know, yes. I think that we all have a lot of these, like, we have some unconscious, like, programming that, you know, everybody's in the healing phase right now. Like, things are coming up, and just do the work and get through it. And yeah, we don't need to have guilt for taking care of ourselves. That needs to go away.
Yes, yes, yes. I agree. Do the work. So as we wrap up, what is the one key takeaway you want the listeners to remember from this conversation?
Well, I mean, I would just say, you only get one body. So take care of it and listen to it. And a lot of times your body's trying to tell you stuff. So, you know, try to just spend some time and ask yourself, you know, what do you think your body needs? Because you don't want to be one of those people that I saw many, many times that regretted not taking care of their body because they're mentally sharp, but then they can't do anything. I also think you have to find your why, right? Like, when you're younger, you don't really have, sometimes, like, you don't have the ability to see yourself in the future, right?
Or maybe even taking your health for granted, you know, when you're younger.
Exactly. I mean, we all did. But I think, you know, sometimes it's, you know, being with somebody you love, or having kids, or having grandkids. It's like, okay, I want to keep up with them, right? So you have to really, you have to look to the future and say, you know, what I'm doing today, is that gonna help me? Is that gonna help my future self? So that's how you got to look at it.
Yes, that is amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today, April. I know the listeners got a lot out of this. And until next time, we'll see you soon. And there you have it, a deep dive into the world of self-care with the incredible April Berkovich. We've learned that self-care isn't just a luxury, it's a superpower. By prioritizing your well-being, you're not just taking care of yourself, but also setting the stage for a more productive, focused, and fulfilling life. Remember, small steps can lead to big changes. So start incorporating self-care into your routine today and make it a priority. Your future self will thank you. Be sure to follow April on social media to learn more about how it can transform your life. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more inspiring conversations and practical tips. Until next time, keep hustling with heart.
There you have it, another episode of Hustle and Heart. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on your app and connect with me on social media so you don't miss a beat. I'll see you next time on the Hustle and Heart podcast.